Now we go back to the news. There are honours for Norfolk in the New Year's honours list. A major and much overdue overhaul of St Andrew's and Blackfriars Halls, and news of a big wind farm bound for our county. From a selfless social worker to a stalwart of the city's education sector, the hard work and dedication of people across Norwich have been recognised in the King's New Year's Honours List. Christine Futter, formerly of Norfolk and Suffolk Care Support, has been made an Officer of the Order of the British Empire, OBE, for services to adult social care. Dr. Futter, who lives in South Walsham, dedicated 37 years of her life to social care. She now does voluntary work and sits on the board of the directors at the Norfolk Care Association. "I've dedicated my life to social care," she said. "It's a sector that I don't believe gets the recognition it deserves." Elaine Hinchcliffe-Dale, Director of Special Educational Needs and Disabilities Support at City College, Norwich, has been made an OBE for services to further education. According to colleagues at the college, Elaine, who became a member of staff in 2011, has made an enormous difference to thousands of students at the college. Other locals to feature in the New Year's honours include Ian Sears, a Norwich-based commercial specialist at the Cabinet Office, who's been made an OBE for public service. Elizabeth Powell has been awarded the Bar to the Medal of the Order of the British Empire, BEM, for her services to the community in Brook, Norfolk. Francisco Davila has been awarded a BEM for services to the community in Wyndham. England football star and former Norwich City youth player Lauren Hemp, who is from North Walsham, has been made a member of the Order of the British Empire, MBE, for services to football.
Details of a multi-million pound revamp of one of Norwich's most high-profile buildings have been revealed. The Halls in St Andrew's Street is set to benefit from a £3.6 million funding deal that will allow renovations to be carried out to transform the 700-year-old St Andrew's Hall and neighbouring Blackfriars Hall. Norwich City Council, which owns the venue, said the project will transform this unique city centre heritage asset into a multi-use performance venue for concerts, trade fairs, corporate meetings, film sets and weddings. Plans include essential structural work to the medieval friary's complex's roof, stained glass windows and secondary glazing. The venue's facilities will also be upgraded with investment in audiovisual equipment and lighting, a major redesign to improve flow and accessibility, a revamp of the outside space and an enhanced cafe and bar offer.
Plans to build the world's single largest offshore wind farm off the Norfolk coast have been given the go-ahead after spiralling costs cast doubt over its future last year. Energy giant Ørsted said it will proceed with the 8 billion Horsey 3 project 75 miles from Cromer, which the company said will generate power for 3 million homes by 2027. The announcement is a major boost for the government's net zero plans after the Danish firm threatened to cancel the project due to soaring inflation. The wind industry has been hit hard by inflation, with soaring steel prices and higher wages. The company has decided to go ahead with the scheme after it confirmed it has reached a deal over its future pricing arrangements. This will see it ditch part of the contract it secured from the government last year to supply power from the project at a record low price to consumers. It now plans to seek a new contract at a higher price in respect of a quarter of the wind farm after the government confirmed that more generous contracts would be on offer next year. That will mean higher bills for consumers.
The University of East Anglia has revealed plans for a new £5.7 million training facility, which it hopes will boost recruitment into key NHS roles. The high-tech anatomy suite would be constructed as part of an extension to the Edith Cavell building in Colney Lane, near the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, and it is hoped to be operational by April 2025. If approved, the site would increase capacity for teaching and provide space for additional courses at undergraduate, postgraduate and specialist training levels, all of which would be aimed at supporting the recruitment of highly skilled healthcare professionals, both regionally and nationally.
Plans to demolish city buildings to make way for a new Travelodge have taken a step forward. Norwich City Council has approved an application to knock down buildings around the former Chamberlain and Sons department store on Guildhall Hill. The 91-bed budget hotel, which will sit above the former Tesco Metro, was first approved in July 2021. In a planning application to City Hall, the developers said they want to knock down 16 Dove Street, once home to Songkai Jewellers Shop, first to allow for an archaeological investigation to be carried out on the site. The applicant described the development as complex, and a condition of development was the archaeological work to be carried out ahead of any new construction.
Major developments are planned for across the county, which could alter the face of Norfolk. Replacing the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in King's Lynn has become increasingly urgent, with the roof held up by thousands of props. A £862 million scheme was finally added to the government's rebuild programme in May, and work on the project will progress in 2024. A bid to build a tidal barrage stretching from Norfolk to Lincolnshire was revealed at the end of 2022 and has proved to be a controversial suggestion. If given the go-ahead, it would see a tidal-powered deep-sea container port built in the Wash, producing huge amounts of renewable energy and protecting the area from flooding. Hopes have been raised that Bacton Gas Terminal on the North Norfolk coast could become the centrepiece of the UK's shift towards cleaner fuels. Several groups have suggested the site should become a hub for the emerging hydrogen industry. There are a series of major wind farms planned for the Norfolk coast. A new green energy campus, tipped to provide a major boost to the economy of Great Yarmouth and bring hundreds of jobs, is set to be completed next year. Our first feature is a last look at the Christmas season with Derek James, nostalgia column from the Evening News, as he offers memories of making Christmas dinner special during the rationing years. Here is Robin Quine to read the article.